I'm Evan Cotton, and I'm originally from here in Princeton, and in FFA, I'm an executive officer for the Ag Strengthening Team. My entrepreneurship consists of 3 beef cattle being bred each year, and also have a half ownership with my brother, who also has 2 or 3 head of cattle. We just had one of our cows drop her first calf of the year yesterday, so that was pretty cool. And then the next entrepreneurship is, of course, the show pig business, which has been pretty successful through the years. Started in 2016, we've gotten 2 to the female grand drive, and we got that 1 bar to the grand drive in Louisville. And then the next one that's sort of new to me is in my freshman year, I started my 1 acre of tobacco entrepreneurship, which has turned out pretty well, but there has been some conflicts lately that may affect it, but I'm still going to keep on working with it and see what we can do. And then the last one being my placement with on Cotton Brothers Farms with my dad and uncle.
I'm going to tell you what, tobacco's hard, man.
Yes, it is. It takes long hours of labor. You got to do the correct chemicals, fertilization, just all sorts of stuff with it.
You're pretty humble about it because you've been pretty successful in some of that too.
Yes, man. I've been pretty lucky, and some of those, you got to watch the market. Market's been pretty lucky to us. We sold top dollar calves last year, which is the highest we've ever seen in our lives.
What breed?
So the cattle, they're 2 Sim Angus crosses, and then I got 1 Red Angus cow, and then the bull is a Angus balancer.
Was there anything in the last couple of years that just you were like so excited that it was like it, you thought it was as good as it gets?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it brings joy to me to go out there and see the cows that my grandfather and I enjoyed, and sadly I lost him this past summer, but I'm glad I'm still being able to do something that he enjoyed and also still have the same cows he once owned in his time. He's a big cow lover. Still got a horse of his. I mean, me and my brother plan to carry out the legacy in the cattle industry, so we're going to see what the future brings for us.
What do you want people to get out of this week first?
So I actually sort of talked about this earlier this week with my brother. I feel like I want people to appreciate agriculture more than they think. I want them to realize all the hard work agriculturists do in this ag-based community, because we got people out here just being successful in swine. We have Miss Wood's family having a farm, and then we got Xander making duck calls, and then Noah's and his parents making an impact in ag. I just want people to realize how much ag can help you, and also to be involved in a great community that is ag-based.
We're lucky to live where we are, aren't we?
Yes, ma'am.
I just think it's cool. I mean, when you've got this much diversity, but it's the same ag, you know, it's like under the same umbrella, but there's a lot of diversity to that and really successful. And I think that's so cool. So legacy or first time?
Definitely a legacy, starting with my great-grandfather in about the 40s with his first farm and a couple of dairy cattle, and then passed down to my grandfather with a gas station and a Ford dealership right out here where Trice Hughes actually used to be, and then him selling farm equipment, and now my dad and uncle just expanded the farm tremendously to this minute, and now I'm the 3rd, 4th generation to carry on.
So were any of them in FFA?
So I don't know if my grandfather Jim was, but I know my grandfather, he certainly was. I think very successful in proficiencies. He may have been a regional officer, I think. I can't remember what he told me. It was a cool story in FFA before I joined. He told me that he was a regional officer. But then my dad and Uncle James, very successful in livestock judging, tractor contest, and Star Green Hand, Star Chapter, Star Farmer. And even my cousin now, I mean, he was pretty well up there too.